Welcome to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I am Chip Brim along with my wife Candace Brim. And you need to get this series and go back on the archives on the website, billybrim.org. And did you want to add into some to end this week up?
Well, what we've been talking about is the undefeated church, and that by what Christ did for us, we have the same DNA. Yesterday, we talked about the DNA, just like the DNA in a racehorse. You know,
right. People
pay lots of money to receive that DNA for
that
the bloodline.
Next.
Right. And, you know, you said yesterday, you said that they'll pay $600,000 just for the chance. But listen to this body of Christ. We just accept Jesus. There's no chance. We are automatically engrafted into the DNA of Christ.
Heir.
We are
join heirs.
Yeah, just like that.
Immediately.
There's no chance to it.
No.
So everything that Christ did for us on the cross, whether it's salvation, whether it's healing, whether it's prosperity, joy, peace, it automatically becomes ours through that DNA.
That's who we are. Just like the rooster.
The undefeated church.
We told the story real quick, and there was a storm, and a rooster crawls out from the rubble. Feathers are missing. Beak is bent. Crawls up on the top of this torn off roof and begins to crow.
Yeah.
Well, why? Because that's what they do.
That's what they do.
That's what roosters do. And it's
in their
DNA.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter that he was missing feathers or what he looked like or anything else. That's what they do. Well, what's in our DNA?
Right.
To win.
Yes.
To live life more abundantly.
Yes.
We're champions. I don't feel like it. Well, it ain't over then.
Right.
It's not over.
It's never over.
It's never over.
It's only over when you lay down and give up.
And quit.
If you quit, then it's over.
Yeah.
But in Christ, it's never over. So as long as you keep pressing forward, Chip preaches a sermon on the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Don't quit then.
Man, you're
almost there.
You're about ready to score.
Yeah.
And that might be the most pressure too.
Right. And that's Satan's job. His name actually is a verb, and it means to put pressure. It's like a pounding force that he continually over and over. He puts pressure on you. And when you get to that 1 yard line, there's more pressure to receive. But we don't quit. We stick. We hold. The word of God in Ephesians says, when you've done all to stand. Keep standing. Standing on what? What does the undefeated church stand
on? Keep growing.
Right. Keep going. You know, gosh, I know. I've been there. I picked up the pink weight. Something hit me, and I just laid down and gave up.
Yeah.
But then I've been there when I've been hit, and I picked up and I went on, and I went to the other side of the situation. And when I did, then I grew in my faith.
You got stronger, didn't
yes,
you?
I got stronger. So the next time another situation came along, then I got hit. Well, I knew what I did last time, and so I just picked up and I kept going, and my faith grows.
Mm.
And that's how faith grows. My nephew here, Jared, we were talking about that resistance here. He said that, you know, when you have resistance on your life, that's where people want to stop and quit. But that's not when you quit. That's when you keep going, because the undefeated church, the champion church, the church with the DNA of Christ does not quit.
No.
We keep going. And that's why Paul said in Ephesians, when you've done all to stand. And then he goes on and he tells you how to pick up all these pieces of your armor. Because when you're standing, you need the breastplate of righteousness. You need to know that in your DNA, you are the righteousness of Christ. You need to know to pick up the shield of faith, which you can quench all the fiery darts.
You know, Candy, I'm sitting here listening to this before you get into it. I feel like I'm supposed to say this again. They don't have the image. They believe what we're saying, but they just don't have that image of them and their lives
they're
thinking of. And there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ.
I've been there.
In Christ means you have the bloodline.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So that's just the devil lying to you. But God says, I created man in my image. And the Lord said to me after I read that, in his image, and he said, did I ever lose? And I said, no, God, you've never lost. Even in the Dark Ages, it looked like he, for 100 years, hundreds of years.
Right.
The word wasn't getting out. Nobody saved. For 3 days, it looked like Jesus may have lost, but he didn't. It wasn't over. And it's not over for you.
Amen. That's right. Amen. And that's where we come in as the undefeated church, the champion church. And so I'm just going to touch on one thing today that is a vital part of being that champion church. And like Chip said, there's no condemnation in Christ. There's only blessings, and there's truth, and there's prosperity. It's all there.
Because of that bloodline.
Because of the bloodline that has been provided for us. And so Chip had just told the story about this rooster, and we were talking about that you put on this armor. And one of the armor you put on is the shield of faith. And God provided this for us. Jesus provided this for us. It's all in our nature. It's part of that DNA. God has given us a measure of faith. And that measure is what we grow and we operate in as our DNA, as champions. And so I'm just going to take one little verse here, and we're going to break it down, because this verse to me is what I stand on and helping me to be the undefeated church. And that verse is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And now I'm going to stop right there, because that verse goes on and talks about piercing between the soul and the spirit and all that. That's not what I want us to focus on today. We're going back. If you were here at the second day of this week, we talked about picking up the pink weight. Well, let's talk about this verse as if we're picking up the pink weight. This is the first time we've ever heard this verse. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living. When they're talking about that word, they're talking about that rhema word that is a living, breathing, speaking. Oh. We, you know, when God gave us his word, it's not dead. It's alive.
Candy, read that in the Amplified?
Go ahead. Yes.
Oh, okay. You were going there, weren't you?
Well, go ahead.
For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective.
Glory to God. And that's undefeated church needs. Read that again. Read that.
For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life.
Yes. Glory to God. That's where the undefeated church gets their power, from the word of God. We get our power from his word. And that's what we were talking about the beginning of the week, picking up the pink weight and then graduating up, because you start
with... What is the pink weight? One verse, maybe.
One verse.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go...
It could be this verse.
I don't have time. I don't have time to get in the word. No, just, you know.
Yeah.
Start somewhere.
Just start somewhere.
Start somewhere and stick with that.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
And just stick with that.
Right.
And then that verse may turn into two.
Right.
And I remember Ken and I both... We were teachers, making teacher salary barely, not having enough at the end of the month.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And we stuck with it. And we remember saying, how could God ever, kind of just to each other, not to other people.
Right.
We don't know any verses. I knew Jesus wept. And I knew in the beginning, because it sounded real baseball, like in the big inning. I knew that one. It was like a joke.
Right.
Here I am, Billy's boy. Well, I wasn't thinking about how many I knew. But we stayed in it.
Right. We stayed in it.
And we didn't hours at the beginning.
No.
We did what we could do. We were busy.
Right.
Yeah. But we stayed with that pink weight, and we graduated to a actual metal weight, like a iron 15 pound. And now we're squatting 5,233. No, I don't know. I'm just saying. But but there's still more.
Yeah. And there's still more.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter where you're
Absolutely.
At.
Absolutely.
You may be Miss Billy Brim and can
That's
quote
right.
the whole
level.
Bible. But there's another level for
so
even
get with
Miss
it, Billy.
Billy. So I going back to this scripture, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Powerful. That comes from the word energy. Energy, life, energy, the substance that brings life. So when they're saying powerful, the word of God is living and powerful. It brings life to your life. when you read the word. You know, when I started off, I'd read the word and I was like, what did I just read?
What I read.
And I have to go back and read it again. But as I continued to keep reading that, it brought life to me. And then I wanted to read more and I wanted to read more. And so that's what this scripture is saying. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, this is the one I want to talk to you about, because as the undefeated church, God created us as speaking spirits. He created us to speak. We are the only animal that can speak because we are created in His image. And so in that speaking, he gives us here, it's more powerful than any two-edged sword. If you look up the word two-edged sword in the Greek, that means two-mouthed sword. And so if you can get this visual image while you're driving down the road, picture this sword. One side of the sword is the word of God. The other side of the sword is your mouth speaking the word of God. So when you are part of the undefeated church that's growing daily, day by day, you are that person that picks up the two-edged sword and you speak the word of God out your mouth. And that's what they're saying here in Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living, powerful, stronger than any two-edged sword, piercing between all that other mess in your life. That word will cut it in half. The word of God coming out your mouth will cut it half. Mm. And that's what makes the undefeated church who they are.
Absolutely.
The word.
Yes.
The word.
And you know what? If there's no word in there, even a word, the Holy Spirit was sent,
yes.
And He's the Spirit of truth. And Jesus
right.
said this, He will bring all things
to
your
remembrance. Yes.
But if there's no powerful, active word in there,
yes.
how can He bring it to your remembrance?
Right.
And what happens
you
is you forget,
something.
And the pressure comes, whether it's bills or the pressure comes, whether it's something's happened in your life, and you forget God. The Israelites did it.
Yeah.
All of Israel did it,
we
but David
it.
Didn't. David remembered David remembered the covenant, this mm-hmm. uncircumcised Philistine. But all the Israel who knew, they forgot. And fear is forgetting God.
Yeah.
But when you put the word in there, the Holy Spirit will help you remember. Why? Because it's powerful.
Yes.
It's Lord active.
To God, yes.
It's energized.
Right.
And it's going to work for you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So just start somewhere.
Right.
I know you're busy, but trust me. You'll get to a time where you're quoting and you'll surprise yourself. I just quoted that to a friend of mine, a verse.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you'll surprise yourself. And then you'll go and graduate on to more verses. But we're excited that we got to share that. That was a great word, Candace, about the two-edged sword and the words of your mouth. Champions talk differently, too.
Yes, they do.
And we thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. If you're ever in the area of Collinsville, Oklahoma, right down the road, Mom's Church, Billy Brim's Church, is called A Glorious Church. Come visit us. We help pastor that church. If you want more information on it, call 918-371-4589. That's 918-371-4589. Or you can go on the World Wide Web, the website, www.aglorious.church. That's www.aglorious.church. And remember, this is Coach Chip and Candace reminding you that you are a champion for Christ.